Welcome back, listeners, to A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. This is episode 11, known as Arcane Assholes. And I'm joined today by Daniel.
Hey.
Todd.
Hey.
Ian.
Hello.
And Zach.
Hello.
Zach is our special guest for today.
Ooh, very, so very special.
Yeah, super special. Helmet special.
And we're glad you're joining us again.
Yeah, so episode 11. We are almost to the end of this arc.
Almost to episode 12.
Yeah, almost to episode 12. I think you'll find that it's the next sequentially. So in this episode, Arcane Assholes, we travel back to like a D&D type setting, fantasy setting. And now our characters have a little more experience under their belts, able to handle things a little bit better, maybe pulling some side quests. Dave begins training to be a wizard, which is, you know, dream of mine. So very excited about that. A little bit of internal struggle for one of our characters as well. That you guys will hear coming up, but I'm excited about it. But then again, I wrote it and acted in it, so... Well, I wouldn't say I acted in it.
I feel like you know wizardry, so it wasn't really much of a stretch.
I do speak the lingo.
Speak the language of the wizard.
Hi-yah!
Hi-yah!
Spells per day and whatnot.
Okay. So as with every episode we've been doing with the second half of the season, we want to say hello to fellow podcasters, and this time we are going to say what's up to The Catalog. It's a St. Louis-based comedy podcast hosted by Josh Evans and Christopher Melton. And it's two dudes that get around, they sit around and they shoot the shit with special guests, listen and play local music from St. Louis, and they do sketches and just general tomfoolery. And I listened to an episode recently, and it's actually pretty good. It's pretty funny. Very natural, like they've been doing it a long time.
That was a good shout-out, Dan.
Thank you.
More of a shout-down, shout-at.
I was shouting down at The Catalog.
I definitely want to go listen to The Catalog now.
Do it, man. You can check them out at thecatalogpodcast.tumblr.com, and they can also be found on Facebook and Twitter.
All right. And as we have also been doing lately, we have a topic of discussion.
What is this one?
This one is...
I'm so excited!
Is it soup?
It's not soup. We're saving that one.
That's the big finale.
We've got that in our pocket. Anytime we might pull that soup discussion out.
What's your favorite soup?
Bean with bacon.
New England clam chowder.
It's the often underrated Manhattan clam chowder.
Oh, God. Anyway, this topic is, because we like superhero movies and Marvel and stuff like that, how psyched are you for Guardians of the Galaxy? And you get two choices, super or the most.
Todd.
I'm going to go with the...
Your dick.
Yeah. I mean, it could be a good movie. It could be a good movie. They've done a good job with a lot of the Marvel properties recently, but they've been hyping the shit out of it for
months.
Hold on,
which one did they do wrong?
I was not a Thor 2 fan. I was not an Iron Man 2 or 3 fan.
Get out. You're not even welcome in here anymore.
Iron Man 3? That was good. Well, it was nice having you guys.
Yeah.
But anyways, just because they've been hyping the shit out of it, and it's a late summer release, so it's like they don't think that people, they don't have faith in people to go see it throughout the summer months. They're just, you know, throwing it at the end.
Now, hold on now. When were they supposed to release it? Because they did Cap 2 in April, so...
Like July, fourth weekend, maybe?
Oh, so, I'm sorry, it's August 1st, so that would be, like, just a few weeks
later. July, it's a big opening weekend, July 4th. I'm just saying, missed opportunity, and I think they did it for a reason, because the movie's not going to be good.
Well, they weren't going to release it on the 4th, so then they'd have to do a Wednesday release, and that's for fucking lamos and dickholes.
Well,
and
I think we know
bags.
How Daniel feels about this, and that it's going to be super?
The most.
The most?
I'm choosing the most.
The most size.
I think it has a lot of potential. I mean, it looks, it's very colorful, and I think we need... you know, a space action comedy like that. We haven't had anything since, what, like Galaxy Quest or...
That's your pull, really?
Wow, yeah. I mean, not that it's...
just roll with it. Go with it, man.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I'm excited about the tentative, rumored Nathan Fillion appearance that's supposed to be happening.
I had not heard about that.
Yep.
Oh, it's happening.
He actually, like, made a reference to it at the Comic-Con panel he was on.
Who's he appearing as?
They won't say.
They won't... They're keeping it really hush-hush.
If he's appearing as Malcolm Reynolds, I'm in.
Oh my God,
that would be pretty good. All right.
Well, that's a good topic.
Ian, you did not weigh in.
I am super excited, but
I'm not excited enough.
Well, I just don't have, like, the background.
You could take a mulligan. Pick again.
God damn it.
Nope, that's wrong too. Strike two.
All right, go ahead.
I am pretty excited about it, which I know is not a choice, but I just don't have the background for it. I mean, it looks really good. I'm excited to see Chris Pratt as a
character. Excited to see his abs on the big screen.
That's what I'm looking forward to.
They're
all you have to do is stop drinking
they?
Beer and you look like Chris Pratt.
Man, do some dishes on those.
Well, while Ian excuses himself.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I have a lot of opinions, but I'll keep it brief. I've never read a Guardians of the Galaxy book at all. I don't know anything about the characters, but I have a lot of faith in James Gunn. I think he's going to do a pretty spectacular job. And it's just a huge space spectacle. You can't really go wrong. Explosions, spaceships, a fucking talking raccoon.
I'm most excited about the raccoon.
Yeah, fucking, what is bad here?
I guess you put me in my place.
God damn it. I think so. We're all in agreement. The most psyched. Good.
Are we all going to go see it together, like as a group thing?
Actually, I'm going to go see it twice on opening day. I already have plans. I told Stephanie she has to take off work so we can see it in the morning. Like, I'm not fucking around.
Doubling down on that.
I'm doubling down.
All right.
Let's end this, man.
Somebody pimp.
So you can find all of our stuff on Twitter. Is it CalamityCast?
@CalamityCast.
@CalamityCast. Yeah. And then also on Facebook. It's Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, or is it Harbingers of Calamity on Facebook?
Oh, God. Bill's not here.
It's a Beginner's Guide on Facebook.
Okay, Beginner's Guide on Facebook. Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction. Also on iTunes, you can rate us, tell us how we're doing, send us emails. We do have an email on our website.
And we get, like, nothing in it except, like, penis enlargement junk mail.
Right, which is not really useful for most of us.
All right, episode 11. We're nearing the end. Let's do this. Arcane assholes, everybody. Peace out.
Peace out.
Peace.
18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Oi, Pip, I could have swore we got 28 silver when we nicked that old codger in the back alley.
I didn't think you could count past 11.
Never mind that. Where are the other six?
You wound me, Endrick. We've been thieving up and down the countryside for 2 years now. Don't you trust me?
Oh, stop taking the piss.
Keep your voice down. You want the king's sentinels to throw us in the dungeons?
Stand up and empty your pockets.
Calm down. Let me count it.
Harpy shit. If I let you count this again, I'll likely come back with 21 silver. Now empty your pockets.
I can see you're upset. How about the next round on me?
Take one more step and I'll open you up and decorate this tavern with your innards.
Oh, those pieces of silver you were on about.
Boy, what's going on back there? Do I need to call the King Sentinel to sort this mess out?
I don't think that will be necessary, Valerie. In fact, I'm here to meet with these two gentlemen and discuss a very delicate matter. That's for the next round and your troubles. Gentlemen, you need to calm down. You must be new here. You don't want to draw attention to yourself in a place like this. I hear there's a seedy element around these parts. Some call me Sebastian. Pleased to make your acquaintance.
We ain't looking for company.
Please excuse my salty friend. He ain't had a proper meal in days. Of course we'll share a drink with one so wise, generous, and clearly successful as yourself.
Oh, yeah, of course. Forgive me, sir.
That's a fine cloak. That embroidery looks to be from Edelweiss.
You've a good eye, young man. I visited New Edelweiss in my travels. It was a gift from the head of the Tailor's Guild. It's nice to have a drink with two honest young men. Everyone in this town has heard all my stories a dozen times over. You know, the two of you remind me of a story I heard a long time ago. You see, sometimes friends have disagreements. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Since the dawn of time, there have been stories of great heroes and their victories. This is no such story.
A Beginner's Guide to Interplanetary Destruction, Episode 11, Arcane Assholes. Adam Bauer, William Mead, and Todd Roth all held hands and whisked this episode into existence. If you don't know the main cast by now, you're not paying attention. Our narrator for this episode was some other asshole. Additional voicing was provided by Adam Bauer, David Goddard, Sarah Hitzel, William Mead, Todd Roth, Daniel Williams, and Yo Mama. The main theme was composed by Ian McAllen and Daniel Williams and was performed by the Interplanetary Destruction Players. The songs Lord of the Land, Angevin, The Descent, Realms of the Deep, and Hall of the Mountain King appear courtesy of Kevin McLeod online at incompetech.com. Ascending Obsolescence comes thanks to Krakatoa online at krakatoa.com. Visit harbingersofcalamity.medicare.com to download original music written and recorded by Daniel Williams and Ian McGowan. A recording, editing, and mixing done by the ultra-sexy Daniel Williams.
Once, there was a party of adventurers from a strange, faraway land. They heard tales of a powerful relic buried in the depths of old Edelweiss. as they descended on a large stone elevator, the leader of the group was thumbing for a spellbook he'd purchased from a local mage. One of his companions, a necromancer, was questioning his recent purchase. She asked,
Dave, why even bother buying a spellbook? Are you planning to summon a pizza?
Ha ha, Melissa! No. I just wanted to be a wizard this time, if you must know, and since John refused to give me any magic, I'll learn it myself.
Yeah, but magic is bullshit. Sorry, Joan.
I seem to recall my magical abilities saving us on more than one occasion, Dylan.
Cowardly magic users, hiding in the back, casting your spells. You should be in the vanguard with me.
If Dave wants to go full Copperfield, I say let him. Let's just focus on getting balls deep in this orc hive.
While we're on the subject, John, why don't the orcs just take the elevator up and sack the city?
Yeah. Why don't they?
Well, according to the warg, they dabbled a little too deeply into dark magic after the Third Age of Ancients, and, they've become corrupted by the Abyss and, they're now undead orcs. According to the legend, they've stopped aging and now wander the ruins mumbling incantations. Isn't knowledge great?
Shut your face hole. We're almost there.
All right.
Light 'em up.
Guys, this is going to be more difficult than I initially anticipated.
What do you mean?
Well, look down.
My goddess, there must be hundreds.
I guess the reason none of these orcs invaded New Edelweiss is because no one was stupid enough to lower the elevator.
Joan, you get up front with Jean and turn some undead orcs for us.
Melissa, I usually give the order.
That is a beautiful shield. Have you named it yet?
I've named her Aegis.
Baller.
Groan. I'll be right behind Joan. John and Dave, I want you dick to butt cowering in the middle. Dylan and Will, you've got our six.
Aw, who's gonna be the big spoon?
I have some powerful wards I can incant to protect us and weaken the zombie orcs.
Sweet. Dylan, Will, notch arrows. Once we hit bottom, unleash hell. I'll get this party started. Have a little fire, Scarecrow.
That doesn't make sense in this context. Oh yeah? Check this out. Magic missile! Wizard level 1. Shing!
Yeah, great job, Dave. You made one orc moderately uncomfortable.
We're almost at the bottom. Everyone, stay within the ward.
I love it when we get to
the... I love it when we get to the bloody part!
The warriors hit the orc ward like a battering ram. Spells and arrows flew in all directions. Hammers and swords rang down, smashing bone and rending undead flesh. Within minutes, the horde was reduced to a smoldering pile of viscera.
That was awesome!
Oh, I'm spent. Was it good for you, Georgia?
Who knew how much I'd enjoy being covered in orc blood?
God, I am the baddest ass!
Save the accolades. The map isn't far. Let's move.
They found the astromap hidden away in the bowels of the old Edelweiss Lyceum. Much to their dismay, the relic was locked away in a stone chest, a piece of master craftsmanship with no discernible keyhole.
I can't pick this thing if there's no place for my tools.
I could blast it open. Please let me blast it open.
Yeah, and incinerate the 1,000-year-old piece of paper inside.
Like you want me to say no.
There's this weird coin-shaped notch on the top.
Hey, I found this weird old coin on one of the orcs.
And let me see that. You know, it might fit.
Ah! Looting is never not a good idea.
Nice job, Will.
As a dungeon master, can I just say that's really contrived?
Oh, go levitate a bag of dicks, newbie.
Well, we've got what we came for. Let's head back up. I need time to study this.
Stepping over the corpses of the fallen orcs, they're soon riding the massive stone elevator back to the surface. As they emerge back into daylight...
All right, I'm headed back to the bunker. I'll be back in a few hours. I beg you, try and stay out of trouble.
Stay out of my mini-fridge! Okay, what now, guys?
I was going to pray at the Temple of Ghibli in the Eastern Parish.
I saw an adventure board by the tavern a few blocks over.
Excellent. Surely this town is plagued by brigands or goblins in need of smiting.
Okay, but we have to take the easy quests. I'm only level 1.
That's all right, Dave. We'll meet up with you at the tavern later and regale you with tales of our heroic exploits.
Oh, okay. Well, fuck all of you. I'll be fine.
I know you will, dear brother. I'll see you later at the tavern.
Okay, let's see. We have a missing blacksmith, escort the merchant, investigate ruins. Oh! Mysterious burglaries in the Dwarven District. Sweet!
meh, pass.
Yeah, I need something a bit more stabby.
I will quest with you. I've always wanted to interrogate people just like in a cop drama.
Hey, look! We can loot an amulet from the local graveyard.
A little on the nose, but all right. Let's desecrate some corpses!
The one called Dave found himself wandering alone in a crowded city. He passes through a bazaar, aimlessly browsing through merchant stalls, watching children playing games of chance, and eventually purchasing a roast turkey leg. After a time, his attention is drawn to a low building with a wooden sign clacking against the stones above the doorway. He shrugs to no one in particular and walks inside, greeting.
Come in. It's so rare that I receive visitors. The dregs of New Edelweiss are content with digging and drinking their lives away.
Is this a library?
I like to think so. The king only cares to preserve magical tomes and ledgers, and so I've spent my family's fortune to create a haven for the imagination.
Do you accept fanfic submissions? I've been studying on the sweet story where Lando opens a chain of taco stands on Tatooine.
You're making little sense, young man. Did you come in for something in particular, or are you simply browsing?
Browsing, I guess. All of my friends had better things to do.
And this is where you wound up. A dusty corner full of knowledge, wonder, and excitement.
Ugh, I've had my fill of excitement. My friends, on the other hand...
Oh?
My friends are warriors, charming rogues, gregarious bards, powerful spellcasters, and universe-skipping aliens. I'm just their loyal scribe.
My boy, without scribes, I would be standing in an empty room. Without you, who would ever know of the bravery people were capable of? Or the cunning? Or the depths to which evil men will sink to achieve their wicked aims? No. Your gift to the world around you is timelessness. Your ideas and words will echo their deeds throughout the ages.
I never thought of it that way.
Sit right here. There's a book. I've acquired it only recently that I think you may enjoy. It has everything. Good and evil. Courage and cowardice. War. Deception. Destiny. Ah! Here it is.
The Tragedy of Prince Lagandae. Huh.
Do you know this story?
I wrote a campaign, story once, about a place called Lagandae.
Well, this is very exciting. It seems we've made a match then.
What sort of story is this? You skipped over the good part. Where's the sex, the intrigue? You're just on about some bloke fetching a book. Bollocks!
As I recall, the story was about friends having a disagreement. We've heard that part. I fail to see how their plight relates to our situation. This wine is souring my stomach. Please finish, good sir.
In good time. We're nearly there.
Look around you, old man. The witching hour draws close. We're the only ones left in this tavern.
In my day, we respected our elders.
Well, we ain't in your day. You're in a shitty tavern in a poor part of town, late at night, alone.
Ah, of course, the tavern. They all met up at the tavern that evening to trade tales of their adventures around New Edelweiss.
Barkeep, another 6 pints of lager.
Okay, so there we were in the Dwarven slums. Around 9:42, we'd gotten a tip from a beggar that we...
Just a tip?
Yes, just a tip, Dylan. Thank you. That we would find the stolen goods in the local black market located at 267 Stonebottom Street.
Burglaries.
Who was the good cop?
Oddly enough, it was Eugene.
Corn nuts? Yeah, I seen him around. Spending money like he hit it big. Haven't seen him in a few days, though. Hey, are we done here? I got a chicken roasting out back.
Thank you. I value you as a person, tidy man. A portion of one, anyways.
If I hear from the mockers that you've been running around with corn nuts, I'll string you up like one of your chickens! Man, Eugene is right. Violence is the answer.
I know.
Well, while you two shitsticks were wallowing in dwarven slums, Melissa and I fucked up a bunch of cultists digging up graves in the churchyard.
Prepare to join the dead, adventurers! There's no escape from the Red Letter Day!
Damn it! These dress-wearing corpse fuckers singed my ponytail!
They're ceremonial robes, dick!
Whatever.
Did these dickholes seriously just attack a necromancer in the graveyard?
Wait, what? You're up. Just kidding. Hold it, everybody! Get some water! Protect the ponytail! Our lives depend on it!
Too late, Redshirt.
We didn't find the amulet, but whatever.
I had an adventure, too. I need your boots, your jacket, and your horse.
You just went to a temple. Nobody wants to hear about you lighting candles and holding hands with a bunch of medieval hippies, hippie.
I guess you're right. What about you, David?
What?
You've had your head in that book all night.
Oh, an old librarian gave me this tome. It's got a lot of weird stuff in here.
Are you gonna learn to cast prestidigitation?
No, you guys, the story's in this book. It's like notes from my old campaign.
Oh, remember when Leofric fell down a well in the Lost Bastille?
No, you're not listening. This book.
Ah, here you are. I trust you all managed to stay out of trouble. Well, relatively speaking.
Hey, John.
Oh, look, it's our old buddy John McKill's innocent dudes on their knees. Or something, whatever.
You killed like one guy. I've killed 10 million, I think.
That's literally worse than Hitler.
Well, you all seem to be in good spirits.
We all had an eventful day.
Joan, my sweet, I see you have a drink. Can I get you another one?
No, John. As you said, I already have a drink.
Fine. Well, I came to tell you all that I've extracted the coordinates from the astromap. I know where the Genforge is.
One more stop, then home. As much fun as it's been traveling with you guys, seriously, fuck you guys.
All right, finish your drinks. It's time to leave.
I can almost smell my herbs already. Maybe I'll reconnect with Geraldo.
Note to self. Locate and melt this Geraldo.
Come, Dave. Pull your head from yon book. Our final adventure awaits.
No.
What?
I'm not going with you. I'm staying here.
Like, fuck you are.
We're all going back to our crappy lives. Together! Come on, it's gonna be great and terrible.
2 minutes ago, I didn't even exist.
Come on, brother.
No! You're all strong and brave and clever. I'm just a storyteller. Beyond that, I'm useless to you. I'll only slow you down.
Buddy, don't worry about it. I'll get you started on a cardio program.
I'm at home here. Eugene, I've been building worlds like this since I got my first player's handbook.
How will you live?
How will you eat?
The librarian, Tella, he offered me a job. I have a room, I have an income. I'm staying here.
Dave, if you're serious, you must understand that I can't protect you if you stay.
We're in danger literally all the time, John.
Well, there are darker forces at work here, not just the proxy wars.
Come on, Dave. Don't do this. I'm sorry about what I said earlier.
Melissa, it's fine, really. You're the leader now. Just hope you do better than I did.
Dave, you're more important than you think.
You have the warg, you have the Statham. You know where to find me.
Disheartened, the group walked to a secluded alleyway to say their goodbyes and part ways.
Jeannie, are you laughing or crying?
I hate it when we get to the sad parts. Boo!
This is a really bad idea, Dave.
Whatever you do, don't die from some arcane plague. You can't vaccinate against magic.
Thanks for the encouragement.
Be well, dear brother. May the goddess watch over you.
Well, it's time. Take care, Dave. Good luck.
And so, the scribe, once known as Leofric, walked alone from the alley into the crowded streets, ready to begin a new adventure. Perhaps if you were to travel to New Edelweiss today, you might stumble upon a small bookseller nestled in the merchant quarter where the words flow like spiced wine at a harvest feast, served happily by a chubby old man. The end.
A wonderful story, eh, Andric?
Oh, but it left me wanting a bit more, rich man. Empty your pockets.
What?
And I think we'll be taking your fine cloak as well, sir. It's only business, you understand?
Of course it is. You enjoyed your wine, I trust.
Enough talk.
You poisoned us with your words.
No, your wine.
I'll kill you, you sodding...
And I intend to collect the bounty on your murderous hides from the King's Sentinels. Vermelda, be a dear and fetch them, will you? Ah, there truly is nothing like a good story.
Sorry, I'm late. Oh, geez, what just happened? Wait, no. Am I still getting paid for today?
Wizard level one, shing!
Oh, go levitate a bag of dicks.
Magic is bullshit.
Bag of dicks, dicks
like goddess.
Knowledge great.
Wizard level one.
Magic is bullshit.
Are you planning to summon a pizza?
Baller.
Taco stands for Tatooine.
Baller.
I need something a bit more stabby.
My god, seriously. Violence is
damn
seriously.
need your boots, your jacket, and your horse. Groan, groan. Jacket.
Hey!
Jacket.
Why not tip?
Just a tip. Jacket.
Groan. Come on, it's gonna be great.
Groan.
It's terrible.
That's literally worse than Hitler.
Just a tip.
Why not